Welcome to Be Your Own Rescue podcast. I am at peace. I am not in pieces. Inhale. Exhale. I am cool as a cucumber, and cool as a cucumber represent today. Peace, acknowledgement, ownership. Always remember that when you are not at your best, you cannot give your best. We are human. We have to realize that we are inherently human flawed. That means that we're always going to make mistakes. But just because we are inherently human flawed, that does not mean that we have to continue to make mistakes. So always remember to do better. Always remember of the mistakes that you made. Always remember what you say, when you say, and how you say it, so you can improve yourself, so we can be a better person. Okay, I wrote this poem. I'm just going to go and say it. Okay, so it says, I am going to pump this beat. Listening to these rhymes, finally listening to me in a way that says you're finally on your way to another dimension. But remember, you were never meant to stay here forever. I'm going to take my seat and prepare my piece. I could never imagine beyond this ability. I mean, having humility in a way to be thankful, preparing my mind for extra room for only the time that's needed to grow. While writing these lines, I'm so thankful and full of joy just to be still, to realize that God is real to me. I am able to admit I can feel. I can now tell you how I feel. I'm screaming at the top of my lungs. I'm not so much in my head. I'm killing my thoughts as I begin to tell you what I think about what you actually said to me. That's peace to this beat. And the reason why I wrote that is because we as human beings, we live so much in our heads. People can say things to us and we know that we do not like it. People can say things to us and walk away a week or two. We are still thinking about that, what that person said to us 2 or 3 weeks ago. And they're not even thinking about what they said to us. So the most important thing that I can say to you and say to myself is that learn to say what you need to say, but say it in a responsible way. Say it in a way that you and the person understand. Now, if you say it in a way that is peaceful and they still get upset, then don't blame yourself, because you are in a mindset where you are paying attention to what you're saying to people and how it come out of you. Now, we cannot be responsible for how other people feel when they have not worked on their self. So I'm telling you, I am really working on myself. I am reading the Bible now. I am trying to understand as much as I can. I am really trying to grow. I am instilling in myself to be the best person that I can be. The best that I can be. And that is what I am trying to be, inherently human flawed. And what that means is that I am human. I am going to make mistakes. But one thing we need to realize is that just because we make mistakes does not mean that we need to constantly make mistakes, just because we know that God is going to forgive us. Some of us, all of us, we want to think that way. But I don't want to think that way. I don't want to go out here and make a mistake and say, oh, God's going to forgive me. No, I don't want to do that. What I want to do is say that, okay, I made a mistake and I'm going to do my best to pay attention to what I said, how I said, how I walked up to somebody, how, you know, not even thinking about how it affected somebody else. Majority of the time, we don't even think about how what we say, what we do affects somebody else, because all we are concerned about is how we feel. Because you know why? Because that's what somebody has done to us. But I realized that I don't want to do what somebody done to me. Now, I'm going to tell you this. Now, when I say that, I mean, like, you know, if somebody done me wrong or whatever, I don't want to do them wrong. But I'm going to tell you this. If I've been a good friend to you, you know, and I've been bent over backwards for you. I'm calling you, I'm checking on you and whatever, and then I can't get the same thing back or whatever, then, oh well, then I'm going to kind of cut it down a little bit, cut that tree down a little bit, because I can't continue to give you what you need, because evidently you don't need it. Evidently I need it. You don't need it. Your tree needs to grow. Your roots need to grow from the tree. So I think sometimes we give too much of ourselves to people. So we just have to decide what is really important. You know, it's all right. It's all right to have people. You would love people to be just beside you and be balanced. But everybody's not balanced. Some people we're going to have to leave. Some people we're going to have to love from a distance. There are some people that, you know, that just would never get it together. And you know what? I am going to upload this video. I know that there are a lot of mistakes, but you know what? Life is a lot of mistakes too. The things that we go through in life is a lot of mistakes. And you know what? And I'm not afraid. And whoever listening to it, I hope that you get something from it. However, I am not in charge of what you get from this video when you're listening to it. But I just know that I did my best, and I just know that I made mistakes, and I just know that, you know, all I gotta do is keep going. That's all. Keep going, keep going. Because I would rather make mistakes and grow than to be perfect and never make mistakes. Because therefore, a person that never makes mistakes, they're going to look at you like you're crazy. They're going to look at you like, why are you making all these mistakes? But if somebody who's human just like you, we should be able to accept the fact that people make mistakes. But you know, we know that that's not reality. So we just have to accept people for who they are, and we just have to move on. You just have to go forward in life. And that's what we have to do. You know, so I hope that when you listen to this, I hope that you listen to this from a heart that says, okay, she's saying that she make mistakes. She's saying that, okay, she's still going to put it out there. She's saying that. She's also saying that she's letting me know that it's all right for me to make mistakes, but it's not all right for me to stop. But in the meantime that you do stop, and if it brings you a little more, push you a little bit more further in life, you know, then go ahead. Because sometimes we have to stop, sometimes we have to go. But I'm just saying, keep going. Keep going, keep making mistakes. Because we see people make mistakes every day. We see people do things. We see people make videos, and we know that we don't like them. And the thing about it, they go viral. And I'm sitting back and thinking to myself, why did something like this go viral? But it just shows us where people's heads at, where their heart at. It shows where their growth is at. It shows that, okay, I don't want to grow. I just want to sit and laugh. And you know, that's another thing. We as human beings, we are so much in pain that all we want to do is laugh all the time. Please excuse my voice. My voice is raspy. So I have these allergies. So you know what? I'm still not going to let that stop me either. Because you know what? Life goes on. Excuse me. So, you know, so if it don't go viral, it still went viral for me. Because you know what? I put it out there. Because I'm not scared. Because I want to grow. And I'm going to grow. And I am growing. And that's what you tell yourself. I'm telling you, keep telling yourself that. No matter what nobody say, no matter what they have said to you, no matter if they keep telling you that every day, no matter if you're around certain people and they always picking you out to be the joke of the day, they always talking about you, they always acting like you the ugliest person on earth, all that. But I'm telling you, you're going to have your day. Believe me, you're going to have your day. And those same people that's laughing at you, those same people that's talking about you, those same people that acting like you are not nothing, believe me, those same people will be glad to see you. Those same people will be glad to listen to you. Those same people will just love just to be around you. And you don't even have to say nothing. But just because of who you are and what you give, people love that. And I'm going to tell you another thing, and I'm going to let it go. Always remember, when we're around a lot of people and you got friends, and maybe your friends or whoever, associates, are not strong enough to speak up or speak up for you or take up for you. And then you say, or we say, oh, you're not my friend. Believe me, it's something in them that's keeping them from talking. But believe me, just because people are not taking up for you, just because people are not saying nothing, please listen to me when I say this, doesn't mean that they agree with the person. Now, even though some people may say, yes, you do agree with them, but no, because sometimes we're just not strong enough to speak up for ourselves. So if I'm not strong enough to speak up for Sabrina, how am I going to be strong enough to speak up for you? So always remember that and pay attention to that too, because, you know, I know I'm that person. And I know that there's a lot of things that I didn't agree with what people said. People laughed at and everything, but I just wasn't strong enough to speak up. So don't always assume that somebody's, oh, you agreeing with them. No, I'm not agreeing with them. I'm just not strong enough to speak up for myself. It's not about you. It's about that person. And you have to understand, just as well as you have your issues, everybody else have their issues too. And they have to grow just like you have to grow. And if we're going to sit here and get mad at one another just because one person is not stronger, you're not stronger either. Okay, so let's work on that together so we can become what we need to be for the next time when somebody come at us. You know what? Next time, build yourself up or learn to build yourself up where you don't even have to be around it. But if you do have to be around those type of people, be strong enough just to look at them, to feel sorry for them, really. Because sometimes I feel sorry for people that run off their mouth. They think that they know everything. They think that they're better than you just because they may have more and everything. But I'm going to tell you something. Having less is just as much as a blessing as having more. I'm going to tell you that. So don't always think because somebody got some Jordans on and you got what? Those four stripes as they used to be back in the days. I used to call them bro gangs or something like that back in our days. That's what they used to call those shoes. But I'm going to tell you something. Because somebody paid $200 for some Jordans. What that says about you? Does that say that your rent is paid? Does that really tell me how you getting your rent paid? Now, one parent may be out here struggling. The next parent may be out here selling drugs and stuff. But everybody want to be on this person's side just because they got Jordans on. You know, they got nice clothes on and stuff and all this. But nobody want to be on the other person's side because, okay, they got a pair of little regular jeans on, shirt or whatever. You know, their hair and stuff in their hair or whatever. And you just think that they are not nothing. But I'm going to tell you something. The same people who you look at and will open your umbrella up for because you think that that person care about you, that person don't care nothing about you. That will be the main person over here on the right that you always putting down will be the person that will come for your rescue. And that other person is not even going to think about you. And that could be for the person who's selling drugs. And that could be for the person who's always bragging on somebody else. So I'm going to tell you something. You got to be very careful how you look at people and how you perceive them like they better than somebody else. Believe me, I didn't went through that in my life growing up. You know, had friends, you know, a certain person, I'm not gonna say, you know, they had nice clothes, sisters and stuff, and they had nice clothes, you know, and all that, and they just thought they was better and everything. But the thing about it, how was they getting that money? That's my thing. But no, people don't want to look at that. People want to look at what you got. And I'm gonna tell you nothing. Money, your hair long, pretty face, teeth, how many teeth you got in your mouth that you're supposed to have. That don't say you love yourself, because I'm going to tell you something. You can have everything, but then have somebody in your life and they dogging you out, disrespecting you. They walking around with another girl in your face and you say, oh, I ain't paying him no attention. Oh, I ain't paying her no attention, and they ain't paying you no attention either, because they know they got you. They ain't even worried about you. I know I didn't prolong it more than, but that's fine. I just have to put it out there like that just to let people know that how we think sometimes is not correctly. It is not. And sometimes you have got to bring your brain cells down a little bit, because sometimes we get ahead of ourselves and we seem to think that, oh, you know, like, I want to be like that person. Why do you want to be like that person? How you know that that person that you want to be like want to even be like that? Maybe that's the only way they know how to be. Maybe they don't really want to be that way. But they know they don't want to be poor either. So they'd say, I'd rather go this route. And then you want to go that route. Well, somebody got to go the opposite route in order to know what to do and what not to do. If you're constantly following people and doing the same thing, how are you going to know what to do and what not to do? So I'm telling you, sometimes stop looking at people and things and thinking that it's better. Stop looking at, like, your parents. Even though I understand, you look at one parent, they may not be doing right. You look at somebody else's parents and they got it going on. But I want you to sit here and think, why do they got it going on? Where did they get what they got to have it going on? Is it legal? Is it illegal? I'm just saying, everything's a season. And I'm going to tell you, for all the people who everybody just want to clash, everybody want to talk about, those be the main people that rise up. And then they're like, oh, I'm shocked. Oh, wow. I just can't believe it. What? I am shocked. No, you're not shocked. You just weren't paying attention. You were too much paying attention to what I was doing in my lifetime at that time. Just because what I was going through at that time has nothing to do with my future. And I want to tell you something there. Just because you are not doing better than your friend right now, just because you are not doing better than the next, does not mean that you won't. And you know another thing? I don't want to do better than somebody else. I just want to be a better Sabrina. I want to stay in my own lane. I want to do what's best for me. I ain't trying to compete with you. Have you ever noticed somebody who always want to compete with somebody? And we all done. Everybody's guilty of it. But when you learn to realize, okay, why am I competing with somebody? Do I really love myself? Do I understand who I am and what I am and what I am about? When you begin to understand who you are and what you are and why you're here on earth, you won't worry about people. You don't want to worry about people. All you want to do is be the best person that you can be. And that's all you should be. That's all you should want to be, is be the best person that you can be. I'm going to tell you something. Look at yourself. When you're in that mirror, look at yourself for who you are and who you are. And I'm going to tell you something. It's hard sometimes when people have told you who you were and what you look like and all that. And then that's what you see. But then you have to tell yourself that you are beautiful. You are gorgeous. I am not what people say about me. You have to call those positive words out to you out loud so you can hear them. So your brain can start registering the good things and not the bad things. Because I am one of those person that used to hate to look in the mirror. Now I look in the mirror. Now I'm not going to say that I still don't have those issues, but I'm getting better every day because I am speaking it out. The same way people spoke it out to you and got it in your brain, now you got to speak it to you and your brain to kill those bad cells that are in your head about who you are and what they think you are. So I'm going to tell you something. If a person is trying to feed your brain, then who fed theirs? Who fed their brain? Who told them bad things about their self? Always remember, the same way we let things go inside, the same way we can let it come out. But feed it with good things. That's how you kill them. Feed your mind, your brain, your heart, your soul with good things about you. Say good things. Even if you say, you know what? I didn't do good on this test, but you know what? I really studied. You know what? I wasn't as nervous as I was. And you know what? I took my time. Even though if you fail, think of three things or one thing that you can say about yourself that is positive. Always do that. No, if somebody say, well, you still fail, say, but that's fine. I wasn't nervous. And I actually studied. Well, and if they say, well, what good did that do? Say, then, you know, and then you say in your mind, say, okay, I know you ain't my friend. Especially if they're a friend. I know you're not my friend. Because people would say that they're your friend. And I claim they will always have something negative to say about you. You have to realize that is not your friend. That is the enemy. Their enemy, just like you know somebody, actually would tell you every day that they don't like you. And you hanging around this individual and they saying that they're your friend. But they're doing the exact same thing that somebody else actually told you that they don't like you. So, that's it. I hope that you enjoy. Always remember that you are at peace. you're not in pieces. And if you are in pieces, believe me, you can rise up and be a better person. Believe me. Believe me. We all have our ups and downs. We always fall down, but we also can get back up and stand taller. Stand taller. Stand tall. If you don't do nothing but stand tall in your word, if you don't do nothing but stand tall in your thoughts, if you don't do nothing but stand tall in your stance, if you don't do nothing but stand tall and just say, you know, I'm here. I don't know why I'm here on earth, but God has me here for a reason. So I'm going to end this, and I hope that you have a nice day, and I hope that you enjoy when you hear this. I know that I made a lot of mistakes, but, you know, I'm still going to upload it. You know, I have to. I thank you very much for your time and your effort, and have a nice day.